Cats Musical, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, starring Al Jolson with Oscar the Lamb, Lou Bringing his orchestra, and our guest, Jack Kirkwood, and the glamorous star of the Metropolitan Opera Company, Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
Oh, keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, folks. This is young Al Jolson in the old Crabs Music Hall. And I'm going to open the show with a little song of encouragement for all the low hooper programs. Look for the silver lining.
Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Take it, boy. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of love.
Al, do you believe in the philosophy of that song?
I say the longer you live, the more you believe in it. Now, I've often talked to fellas my age.
I didn't know there were any other fellas your age.
Wait a minute. What do you know about age? The greatest love in the world today is a man who is 60 years of age. He's the newest matinee idol of the day. I'm talking about Ezio Pinza, who's appearing in the Broadway musical South Pacific.
It's true that Pinza's a big hit, but you can't tell me that a girl wouldn't rather go for a young man like Robert Taylor than someone Pinza's age.
You're wrong, Oscar. After all, when someone reaches Pinza's or my age, he's more experienced. He knows the way to a woman's heart.
You may know the way to a woman's heart, but Robert Taylor's got the strength to get there.
Now, wait a minute. You can't argue against the facts. All the Bobby Soxers from 8 to 80 are flocking to see Ezio Pinza. Most of the young leading men in pictures are worried about their jobs. In fact, there's some talk at MGM about replacing Van Johnson with Van Jolson.
Yes, and over at Columbia, they're talking about replacing Van Jolson with Van Park.
Don't try to kid. I'm serious about this. Pinza's success as a romantic leading man has given encouragement to a lot of old men in show business. Really, it has. For instance, do you know who they're going to put in a leopard skin to play the new Tarzan?
Who?
Victor Moore.
Who's he going to carry in his arms as he swings through the trees?
Sophie Tucker.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take my creaky young bones to the piano and see if I can rejuvenate Tchaikovsky's first movement.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. It's truly a one and only. Mm-hmm. Famous Miracle.
Oh, Ken.
Yeah?
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Is it true the more you eat cheese, the better it is?
Well, yes, Al. That's true of most cheese. But why do you ask?
He's just trying to prove to me that anything that's older is better.
Here's something, Al, that disproves your statement. She's young, she's beautiful, and she's Dorothy Kirsten.
I want to congratulate you, Dorothy. I read the wonderful notice you received for your operatic performances here last week.
Thank you, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera will sing Depuis le Jour. Go ahead. Depuis le Jour from the opera Louis.
Good a time as any to throw in a station break, don't you think? Personally, I can't stand any more of her voice. KPPC FM, Pasadena. You listen to her. I'm not going to. Imagine what anybody would think turning on the radio right now trying to find KPPC. don't know about you, but this broad is killing me. How about if we speed her up a little bit?
Bravo. You know, I was just thinking while you were singing, you know, as long as Ezio Pinz has given up the opera, maybe I could take his place.
But, Al, opera takes a lot of study.
I know all the operas, Darcy. By many of the time I've sung that famous opera, you know, La Donna Mobile Oil, La Donna Mobile Oil. What do you sing, Darcy?
You ought to change your oil.
Oh, listen, I know all the operas. Go, try me with any of them.
You know Hansel and Gretel?
Is das nicht dein Hansel und Gretel?
Nein, das ist nicht dein Hansel und Gretel.
Nein? Then was ist das from?
Das ist from hunger.
The important thing in opera is the love scenes. And Dorothy, I know all about them. Let me show you a love scene from an opera I wrote. Now, I've just come back from the races.
But Hollywood Park burned down.
I know, but my bookmaker is still standing. Well, anyway.
Well, in the opera, it's better if the hero's just leaving to go to war.
Okay, Dorothy, I'm leaving.
Oh, dear. You're going off the fight. I'll never see you again.
Yes. You'll see me tomorrow.
How do you know?
I'm a coward.
Oh. Oh, parting is such sweet sorrow.
I must go, Dorothy. It's my regiment. Dorothy, will you wait for me if it takes 5 years?
Yes.
Will you wait if it takes 10 years?
Yes.
On second thought, don't wait if it takes 10 years. I'll be looking for someone younger. Now, let me have one last look at you.
No, don't stand still.
Don't stand still? Why not?
I don't want to remember you as you are.
Dorothy, darling, let us sing a song of farewell.
How about people would say we're in love?
But listen, that is nicht opera. That is from Oklahoma. That is ein swing song.
Okay, Pupchen, let's do it.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Take it, baby.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me.
Can't look at nothing else.
Your eyes are quite like mine.
Oh, you mean we kiss?
Your eyes mustn't flow like mine.
What is that, baby?
People will say we're in love.
But don't start collecting things.
Oh, give me my rose and my glove.
We have this affecting thing. People will say. Not as you don't, Dorothy.
Pardon me, kiddo. I understand you want to become an opera star. I'm an impresario. Here's my card. Don't soil it. I just got it back from the laundry.
Jack Kirkwood. Jack, you look like you lost a lot of weight.
Oh, about 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
Yep, I took a little out of the pot, boy.
Say, Jack, what's this about you being an opera impresario?
Now, Asa, don't just stand there munching on a slice of Velveeta and tell me you don't know that I come from a long line of opera people. Surely you've heard of my mom and my dad.
Your mom and your dad? Who are they?
Lily Pons and Andre Castellanos.
Now, look, Jack, I happen to know that Lily and Andre don't have any children. So how could you be their son?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
Well, if you're an impresario, then certainly you know Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan.
No, I take for Prudential myself.
No, look, Jack, look, listen to me. Dorothy is with the Metropolitan Opera Company. Oh, Dorothy, honey, throw a cadenza at this guy.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, with a little training, this kid could be another Judy Canova.
I think you're a phony.
Easy, sister. A talk like that that leads to the law court.
I still say you're a phony. And if you want to sue, go ahead and sue, you impostor.
I accept your apology, Toots.
Jack, look, if I did sign up with you, do you think you'd get me to play Rigoletto?
No, sorry. I don't allow any of my clients to gamble. Suppose if the urge could suddenly overtake you, I do have an associate who, under certain conditions, would consent to take a small wager of... that is, he wouldn't frown upon accepting a slight... well, what I mean is, he's a bookie. Oh. Anyway, Jolson, maybe I wouldn't want to sign you after all.
You wouldn't want to sign me? Me, Jolson, star of the Jolson story. And also my new picture, Jolson Sings Again, soon to be released. Me, star of stage, screen, radio... and television, I hope. I'd like to get some kind of job, but anyway. Me who thrills millions of...
Pardon me, Buster, but your speech is so long, I forgot what we were arguing about.
Well, I told you this man is a phony.
Hey, look, Blondie, one more word out of you and I'll tweak your tonsils and wreck your career.
You can't hurt my career.
Honey, the way I tweak, you'll end up singing like Vaughn Monroe. With the nose removed.
Now, are you going to stand here and let this man insult me?
Well, Dorothy, he might make me an opera star.
I thought you were a man.
It's Larry Park's fault. He makes me look healthy.
Now, Joe, before I sign you, I'd like to hear you sing.
All right. Now, you and Dorothy, come here. Listen. Get a load of this.
Before. Say, Blondie, you're kind of cute. What's next,
Signore, signore.
What's the matter, doll? The cat got your tongue?
Who's got for me? Say that for me, presento.
I wish I had a salad bowl handy, honey, so you and I could mix. Get it?
Your tongue, you're a prologo.
Well, Jack? What do you think of my voice?
I don't know. Some jackass was screaming his head off in Italian. I couldn't hear a word.
Can I get into this conversation? I'm a little nuts, too, you know.
Austin, Mr. Kirkwood has cast me for the opera. He's a famous impresario.
Never heard of him.
Say, Marty, who are you, anyway? You look like a frustrated Oscar Levant.
I am Oscar Levant.
Now, that's enough to frustrate anybody.
Now, look, Jack, you shouldn't talk like that to Oscar. He's a great pianist.
That's all? Well, 88 keys, can you play chopsticks on the piano?
I can play that with two fingers.
Yeah, but can you play it with chopsticks?
Al, this guy's a phony.
I'm gonna sue.
Maybe I better call the cop.
Uh-oh, case dismissed. Pardon me, folks, but I have to get a shampoo from the barber of Seville, and I'm late now. So long.
Sometimes bring June brides, and it's not too early if you're planning to be one to learn a thing or two about salads, the kind men really like. Salads made with Miracle Whip. It's truly the one and only for irresistible flavor, for marvelous texture. You see, a special beater exclusive with Kraft gives Miracle Whip salad dressing a creamy satin smoothness, a texture so perfect and luscious even experts wonder how it was accomplished. As for flavor, there for sure, Miracle Whip just can't be copied. It has a lively, different flavor all its own, refreshing goodness that everyone loves. Made by a secret recipe, Miracle Whip is a unique type of dressing that combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. It's easily America's favorite salad dressing. You better be sure it's on your shopping list this week. The one and only Miracle Whip.
With so much talk about Ezio Pinza and the musical South Pacific, We can't let our program end without doing one of the great songs from that show. Here it is.
A real 3G song. Grand, great, glorious, Valley High. Valley High may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you. Come away, come away. Valley High will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special home, your own special dream. Bloom on the hill. Hide and shine in the sea. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me. Come to me, very high, very high, very high. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine. My head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine. Sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, very high. Come to me. Come to me. Very high. Very high. Very high.
Good night, everybody.
Jack Kirkwood can be heard regularly on the Bob Hope Swan Show. Tune in next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall starring Al Jolson, Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra, our guests, Groucho Marx and Adele Norman. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. You can stay tuned to Dark in the Morning, our guests, on the Field Press Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.